Kabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jasoda Nandan Praja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandan Praja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandan Praja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Munatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jasoda Nandan Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandan Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandan Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stota Rasata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Abhaycharan Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Aap Sab Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda Ki Guru Gauranga Ki Gaur Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naistiki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 30 and Text Number 1-6. Maybe I should have a glasses on. So we have to read the verses, previous verses. No, that's fine. 14, 15, 16. Okay, so we have to read 14, 15. So maybe I should read before I start. The class will be in English or Hindi? Aji? English? English? Okay. Canto 4. Chapter 30, text 14. Kshut kshamaya mukhe raja. Haji? Okay. So these are done. Okay. 16. Fine. Text 16. Responsively, please. Apruthak, without differences. Dharma, occupation. Silanam, whose character. Sarvesham, all. Va, of you. Sumadhyama, a girl whose waist is slender. Apruthak, without differences. Dharma, occupation. Sila, well behaved. Iyam, this. Bhuyat, may she become. Patni, wife. Arpit, asraya, fully surrender. Apruthak dharma silanam. Sarvesham vasumadhyama. Apruthak dharma sileyam. Bhuyat patni arpitayasya. Apruthak dharma silanam. Sarvesham va samudhyama. Apruthak dharma sileyam. Bhuyat patni arpishasaya. Apruthak dharma silanam. Sarvesham va samudhmaya. Apruthak dharma sileyam. Bhuyat patni arpita saya.
Shilana, Abhutak Dharma Shilana.
Ladies. Apratak dharma silanam. Basantar translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient son of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus both the girl and you, the son of Prachina Parhisat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Responsively, please. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient son of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Barahisat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Purport by His Divine Grace. According to Vedic principles, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all of the 5 Pandavas' brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered all the sons of Prachina Barhisat to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramocha. In special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is especially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scriptures, Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet, in this age a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tract of India. The Lord says, Apruthak dharma sileyam bhuyat patni arpitasya. with the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apruthak dharma, meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose, is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three primary divisions: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagnarthat Karmano Anyatra Lokoyam Karma Bandhana Tad Artham Karma Kaunteya Mukta Sangha Samacharit. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, performed your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the Yajna Purush, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called apruthak dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called apruthak dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita 1866, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Sarnavraja, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or apruthak dharma. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The chapter entitled The Activities of the Prachetas. So here in this sloka, all brothers allowed and advised to marry Sumadhyama, a girl who has thin waist or beautiful waist. Sumadhyama. So it is very rarely that many men will marry one lady. But here it is advice to them. So the marriage is necessary in order to keep this society on a transcendental platform. Otherwise, Bhagavad Gita starts with this point that Arjuna is mourning and saying to Lord that if I fight, then all these soldiers who are the husbands of some ladies, if I kill them, then the ladies will not have their husband's protection. And due to that reason, the ladies will become corrupt. And with that, Jayate Varna Sankaro, that Varna Sankar Praja will take place. And this Varna Sankar Praja will not observe Kula Dharma. And due to that reason, Lupta Pinda Udaka Kriya, that Pinda Udaka Kriya will be lost, means to offer oblations to the forefathers will be lost. So then, because the dharma will be lost, Kula dharma will be lost. And due to that reason, Varna Sankar Praja will born. So, for this reason, I don't want to fight, Arjuna says. So Krishna is chastising him. Asochansam sochatvam pragnavadansya bhasase gatansun gatansun cha nanu sochanti pandita. That pandit, learned scholar, they don't mourn for the departed souls because the soul does not die. Soul is eternal. It's just a changing of body from one body to another body. So whom you are killing, the soul, body, or both? So Krishna is chastising him that Pandita, Samdarsh, they don't mourn for this reason. Jatasya hi dhruvam rutyu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha, tasmat parihariyarthe natum sochitum arhasi. Those who are dead, their birth is certain, and those who are born, their death is certain. So, you have no reason to mourn yourself, fight. Even these soldiers such as Bhishma Dev, Grand Sire, Dronacharya, the Guru, maternal uncle, cousin brothers, and Sasur, and so many. They're getting old, so they're going to die anyway. And they have to change their body. The better you perform your religious duty. So, this is very important. Yagnarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. That Arjuna was asked by Lord to act for Lord. It was Lord's desire that all these insane people should be killed. On Kaurava's side, Kauravas were insane. There is no sanity of any kind. So Krishna wanted to wipe them off. So Krishna says, you perform your karma. Your karma is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yagyartha karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If you don't perform yagya, yagya means to please the Lord, then you will become implicated by karma, sinful action. So, by performing this yagya, you will become mukta. Mukta sangha samacharit. You will become liberated. So, every human being duty is to please the Lord. And that's where the dharma takes place. Every individual human being has their dharma. Of course, a devotee, they surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their dharma is one, how to please Krishna. But the others, they try to please the demigods. And others. So ultimately, they wind up with the karmic reaction. And bhukta, bhukta paliyate. And they go through the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Devarsi bhutatma ninam pitrinam nayam kinkaro runicha rajan sarvatma yasaranam gatavyam gato mukundam parihurta kartum. Those who surrender to Krishna, gato mukundam parihurta kartum, for them there are no obligation of any kind to anybody. Devarsh, dev, rushi, bhutatma, ninam, pitrinam, king, nayam runicha rajan, taxation, no obligation of any kind. because he has surrendered himself solely to Krishna. So this is very important. Apruthak dharma. Apruthak dharma meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose is taught in Bhagavad Gita, that is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. That don't be afraid, you just surrender unto me. Then I'll take care of everything else. Just surrender. So this surrender, saranagati, are of six kind: anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksaititi vishvasho, goprutve varnam tatha, atmanikshepa kalpanye, sadavidha saranagati. That we can surrender to Krishna in one of these six kind of saranagati, anukulena sankalpa. We should accept those things, only accept those things which are favorable in Krishna consciousness. And we should reject those things which are not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Pratikulena varjanam. Rakshaititi vishvasho. We should have a strong conviction, strong faith, that under all circumstances, Krishna will protect me. Rakshaititi vishvasho. Krishna will protect me. And He will. So that kind of strong determination we should have. Goprutve varnam tatha. That Krishna will provide me also. He is providing to chiti, chidiya, to an ant, to an elephant. So He will provide to His devotees. It goes without saying. Krishna is bhakta vatsal. He is very kind to His devotees. He goes out of His way to help the devotees. Rakshaititi vishvaso goprutve varnam tatha. That He will provide me food, clothing, anything necessary. He may not provide big, huge asset if we don't need it, because big asset means the most of the time will go into the maintenance and production. So He may keep us simple living and high thinking. That's the motto of this village, this Govardhan Eco Village. Nothing goes out of this boundary. Everything recycled. Everything is being produced. So Krishna will provide. Rakshayati Vishwa Guru Prutve Varnam Atmanikshepa Kalpanye. That we should surrender ourselves slowly, wholesome, we should surrender ourselves. Just like Vamandev and Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, Atma Nivedan, Atma Nikshepa. He surrendered His own body, mind, intelligence. That was the third step. So, Atmanikshep, Kalpanya. And Kalpanya means utmost humility. Humility means taking way, way less than what we deserve. That's a humility. Kalpanya. We deserve quite a bit, but we take a less. We all are educated, young, very resourceful, but we take less. We live simple in a village and surrender ourselves. We have surrender. So that's the motto of this village. So Kalpanya, taking way less than what we deserve. Humility. Krishna loves humility from his devotees. He becomes totally indebted to his devotees, to such devotees. So, those who have surrendered to Krishna, they have no other obligation. Obligations are all over because we are pouring water into the root of a tree. We are serving the Lord, who is root cause of everything. Sarva karana karanam. Yathataro mula nisechanena trupyanti tadaskanda bhujopashaka bhujopashaka pranapcharini yathendriyanam tathaiva sarvair hanam achyutejya. Just like putting water into the root of a tree, we can quench the thirst for a whole tree, leaves, flowers, fruits, branches, stem, whole tree will be satisfied. So Krishna is the root cause of everything. Sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the root cause. So if we serve Krishna, automatically we serve his creation. Automatically. If you pour water into the root of a tree, automatically we are giving water to leaves, branches, fruits, flowers, whole tree. So Krishna, sarva karanam. By serving him, we are serving his creation, whole creation. Yathataro mula nisa. Similarly, putting food into the stomach, we provide food for all the limbs of the body. So Krishna is the root cause of everything. If we serve Krishna we serve Krishna, who is the root cause of everything. That means we are serving whole creation. Whole creation. So that's the idea. Prabhupada concludes the purport by Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Raja. He says, we have to surrender to Krishna, Sarva Dharman Paritajya. So-called religion, we have to give it up. And just surrender and just serve Krishna. Then Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo, I'll deliver you from all the reaction of sinful sins. I'll deliver you. So that is Krishna. Krishna can do anything. Krishna can take us, he can hold our hand and get us out of the jail called material world. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum iti ishvaro. Krishna can anyatha. Krishna can do anyatha, ulta. He can do reverse, opposite. He can deliver us. He is Bhakta Vatsal. He can deliver. So that's all we have to do. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you, Krishna says. So we have to have that firm faith in Guru and Krishna. Then our life is totally successful. Totally successful. Even this life, we can enjoy this material world, and as well as we can enjoy spiritual world. We can have a best of the both world by surrendering to Krishna and Guru. So this is the sum and substance of this purport. So I'll stop here. I'll read the translation here. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient son of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to you all. Thus both the girl and you, the son of Prachin Barhisat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. So, anybody has any question at all? Okay. No question. So, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, for the nice class. Just I wanted to know about your meeting with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada.
What is that again? I'll miss that.
I wanted to know your meeting with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Could you please tell about that?
Anyway, I met him twice, one in Toronto, Canada, and second I met him momentarily in New York, Rath Yatra. So, it's a... My wife is good at that, but because when I say something, it may include or involve some false ego that I am an important person. But let me try without getting into false ego, because those words will be used, and those words are false ego. But anyway, I attended his classes for 5-6 days in Toronto church building. And I loved his singing, Jai Radha Madhava, even today. Beautiful, he sings. And there is a video of him, beautiful video singing Jai Radha Madhava. So, but before meeting him, I was going to the temple and serving temple. I was an engineer, so working as an engineer also. But going to temple Friday night and stay there two nights, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday night we would return back to home. I had a house. So I don't know how long I can. My wife is good at this. But anyway, so Prabhupada was to come to Toronto. He came to Toronto, not was to. He came to Toronto in 1975. And I was working, so I thought I'll see him in weekend. Because I was working and living far, about 45 kilometers, maybe 35 something, quite far it takes. So I said I'll see him in weekend, but then prematurely he had to do something in Detroit, so he left. So I missed him in 75. And then 76 he came, and he was giving classes early morning, 7 o'clock. And before classes he was going to morning walks. So I went morning walk with him in Edwards Garden in the middle of Toronto City. So then I took a chance of asking him question that, Srila Prabhupada, I am already initiated by Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru. So do I need to take again initiation from you? So then he said, who is your guru? He just, you know, poke his stick onto ground and he stopped and asked me, who is your guru? I said, Prabhupada is in Vrindavan and his name is Ras Bihari Swami. He says, yes, I know him. He keeps woman. So I said, oh, he will blast my guru. So yes, if I have continued, he would have blasted him. But then I took it back and then take a back seat and went. That means he indicated that he is fallen and that you have to take initiation. So then initiation was taking place on the same trip, about 20-some devotees. And my name was there, her name was there. My wife, we are granted 2 initiations at one time. But then my mom was visiting us and he says, you cannot have 2 gurus. You cannot take a re-initiation. So she stopped us. So then I didn't take. Then he came back again in 76. So then 76. Oh, sorry. He came 76. Was the initiation. So, what happened? So, in 75, we missed the initiation. So that was the initiation thing. Then I went with him to house program. 76? We missed the initiation, yes. We missed the initiation. Then he came in 77. 77, just before 2.5 months before he passed away, our president sent the initiation letter for some of us. So we took initiation on Radha Ashtami in 77. So coming back to Toronto again, so I went with him to a house program to an Indian gentleman's home in Toronto. So in house program, the room was very small, and all these big sannyasis and presidents, Vishwakarma and Nandikeshava, Montreal Temple president, and Chicago Temple president,
Uttam Sloka,
and sannyasis, Jagadish Goswami, he was Jagadish Prabhu that time, and so many big, so the room was full with this advanced senior devotees. So I was outside the room. So Prabhupada was pounding his hand on his, so he said, so anybody join since I came last? Anybody join? There are 60,000 Indian people in Toronto. Why they are not joining? Why they are not joining? He just found it. Who joined? So then everybody shouted, you know, Manohar Patel, Manohar Patel, Manohar. You know, so I was outside. So everybody gave me some way to come to Prabhupada. And I was in devotee dress already, white dhoti, kurta, chadar, and heavy glasses and stuff. Anyway, I came sit down at his lotus feet, 3 feet away. And then he kept asking me, why they don't join? Why they don't join? So I answered Prabhupada, they are all impersonalists, mayavadis. So then Prabhupada, you know, he joked with me. See, he's personalist. So he was, I just got a hang of his words, impersonalist mayavadis, you know. So because I was reading, you know, his, so Prabhupada, they are all impersonalist. What can we do?
First Prabhupada laughed so much.
Huh?
First Prabhupada, after laugh. Hearing, he laughed like,
yes. So he laughed, and then he said, so what are you doing for your living? He said, so Prabhupada, I'm engineer, structural engineer. I work as engineer. So he says, we have lots of engineers and doctors. We don't have preacher. You should become preacher, he said. So then next day I threw my certificate of engineering and professional engineering and everything into garbage. And I joined the temple and started preaching. That was a radical decision on my part, but I did so. I said, whatsoever happened, let me surrender. So I surrendered to him. Before that, yes, that was a house program. Before that, he arrival. I missed that. I don't usually say these stories to anyone. So I don't know this. I lost my sequence. So Prabhupada was to come to Toronto airport. So my wife made a beautiful rose flower garland from my house garden. Nice. Red and yellow, beautiful flower roses. So she made, but it was little short. So we took the garland to the airport, but we didn't have a chance. He just jumped into the car and went to temple. So then I also drove my car and catch him at the temple. And there are two doors in the temple. So I went to the other door and I met Prabhupada in the corridor, in just inside the temple after he passed the door. And then I tried to offer that garland to him. And all these sannyasis, no, not here, not here. So they just tried to push me out or something. So Prabhupada says, he put his foot down and came down. He said, no, let him do. So then I offer him my garland. That was the first garland before he sit down on his Vyasasana. So then he took darshan of Gaur Nithai.
Then what happened?
You
start paying obeisances right there.
Yes.
And then all the sannyasin and everybody said, not here, not here. And Prabhupada said, let him. And then Prabhupada lift his right foot and put it on his head.
Yeah.
That was the first meeting.
So my head is a prasadam, you can touch and bless me. You can touch and bless me. I'm just joking, I never said that to anywhere, I don't know, recall here. But anyway, so Prabhupada gave mercy, right there and there. So then he went to Gaur Nithai altar, and I built that altar also, Toronto temple altar. Then Radha Gopinath, and then Jagannath Baldev. Then he took Charanamrita and sit down on his Vyasasana. We made special Vyasasana for him. So then he sat down and we had a Guru Puja.
Then he was taking, he had more garland and my garland was on top.
Yes.
So he started taking the garland off and I said, Prabhupada, you just wore my garland. Please don't take it out. So he took out some garland and he put mine back.
He kept the garlands he made. And then Guru Puja happened and then cookies. So she went for cookies. Actually, she was not going for cookies, but with my little daughter. She was in a cycle, menstrual cycle. So some devotee girl, the woman, lady devotee, she pushed her in. Don't worry about this. Just let's go and take a cookies. So see, you took cookies.
My daughter used to get the cookies and then she will get again. That's how she got so attached to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
So Prabhupada was in somebody's house having a darshan. And ladies never have a chance to touch his feet. So that day everybody was standing in the line to touch his feet. So I was not standing and I was praying to Prabhupada that I really want to touch your feet. So one devotee pushed me in the line for touching the feet. And then I went and touched his feet. So it was Prabhupada's mercy. He always listens when you pray. And he's always with us.
So what is next? Continue. I just stop. Anyway, New York Rath Yatra.
Then Prabhupada wanted that temple before he came in 75. He wanted the temple, that church. He saw it to Vishwakarma that this church come on sale, please buy it. So after a few days it came on sale. So Vishwakarma wanted to buy it, but then he went to buy it and they said, the church guy said, we won't give you this. We will burn, but we won't give you. And Prabhupada was ready to pay all his money for the temple. So Vishwakarma feels so bad, so he wear a wig. And then he went to the person and they didn't recognize him and they sell it to him. then he wrote Prabhupada and then they bought the temple. And then they was collecting money from everybody. So they went to him for money And he gave them a blank check. We didn't have so much money, but he gave blank check. So they write down 5,000 in 1976, 75. So yeah. That time, 5,000 was a lot. But somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, we pay. And then Prabhupada was sick in 1977. So he was asking all his disciples to come and spend some time with him. So one of my friends was going, so I wanted to go and spend some time with him. So Prabhupada told me that we'll go together. So I missed that chance. That devotee got second initiation from Prabhupada because we got first together, that devotee and us. She went and she cooked for him and she got the second initiation. When we missed the initiation, I was praying to Prabhupada every day, please put us in your boat. So I think he put us in boat 2 months before. Thank you.
Yeah. And so much stories, you know, Prabhupada, I was with him in Rath Yatra, first Rath Yatra in New York City. The people were flooded back and forth, high-rise buildings, you know, skyscraper. So everybody was peeping out from the windows. Beautiful Rath Yatra. It was, I never saw people, that many people in my life. So many people. First Rath Yatra. Tons and tons of clouded people. Prabhupada just came in his Rolls-Royce car, beautiful car. He just came to Subhadra's Rath, and he had bodyguards, you know. Big. You know how American bodyguards are. I mean, not bodyguard, but they were his disciples, very strong disciples, because Prabhupada was target for the people. So that's why Prabhupada sat under the cart on Subhadra Devi's middle cart. They make him sit down. So that's where I saw him. And Christian people, they were protesting, go home, go home, go home. You know, why? So they were protesting also about Rath Yatra. But Prabhupada didn't mind that. They were protesting right there and he was sitting here, but he didn't mind much. He just sat down and Rath Yatra took you know, place.
So Prabhupada told Vishwakarma to put the sign, Hare Krishna sign, on the temple. So he put, and then the government sent someone to take the sign back down. So he was going on the CD, and the Vishwakarma says, you go up, I'm going to pull the CD off. So he ran away with his ladder.
He ran away.
And that Hare Krishna sign is still there.
Hare Krishna sign is still there. It is ever nice. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Srimad Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Yeah.
Guru Gauranga ki.
Yeah.
Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prithu Prabhu and Amrita Mataji. I'll just a little bit about Prabhuji. Prabhuji was born in a Gaudiya Vaishnava family in Gujarat, Baroda. And while doing his master's in St. Louis University in America, he was exposed to ISKCON and he met Srila Prabhupada, and Mataji and Prabhuji were initiated by Prabhupada in Toronto in 1977. And Prabhuji was also temple president of the temple for some time. In 1993, he moved back to Baroda and he started preaching. He also started a bullock cart book distribution program in every town and village. 1997, he was the temple president of Delhi. In 2002, he was made an initiating spiritual master. And since then, he has been preaching all over the world. He travels to US, Canada, UK, Europe. And he preaches a lot in Delhi And I heard from devotees they started a temple in Aligarh, right? So we are very happy and grateful that you visited us and enlightened us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'd like to thank Prabhuji and Amrita Mataji by, in our traditional style, by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
When Vishwakarma called me and he said, guess what, I have a good news for you. And I said, please tell me. He said, you're getting initiation. I just start crying and then I pray to Prabhupada, give me the name that I remember Krishna all the time. And the Krishna is Kirchhoff Gopinath in Toronto. So my name is Amrita Kelly.
So that Kelly is being offered to Gopinath in Balasur, Kirchhoff Gopinath. So that's what she got. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Kritu Prabhu and Amrita Keli Mata Ji Ki Jai.